All right, this is Juliana Keeping with Al Jazeera America, and I am here today with Richard Fields, a full-blood Cherokee, and we are sitting at outside of an art gallery in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, where he has several bows on display, traditionally made, and Mr. Fields speaks fluent Cherokee, and I've asked him just to share some of his language with us. Go for it.
Siyo, geskulis logeste waton. Again, huh? Nicola, she won't ask the Jilek Kelly, then, no.
That's okay. What did you just say?
My name is Richard Fields, and I like to try to talk Cherokee all the time if I can.
And you learned it growing up?
Yes.
Outside of Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. Catoosa, Oklahoma.
Catoosa on a homestead that your family received from a federal allotment.
No. The federal allotment was at Kansas, Oklahoma. That's where he moved us from Catoosa back to the allotted land. That's where we're at now.
And you have how many siblings again?
I have him or me, my dad or me.
You. You have...
I had six sisters and one brother.
And you grew up speaking the language, and like you said, your sisters are very, very fluent. And how are there any kind of traditional greetings or some common words in the Cherokee language? What are a couple words, if not sentences?
Osilja, how are you?
Say that again.
Osilja, that means how are you, or Sio, hello, you know that.
Sio, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Sio.
Now, these people. Some people try to tell you OCO, but it's not the way we slang Indians speak. We say CO.
CO.
Mm-hmm. Not OCO. We say CO. But and another three words is shik, that's pig. Walk, that's cow. And nux, that's a star. Ducks, almost sounds like a star. That's a turtle. And also Hige, that's a woman. Oscar, that's a man, that's me. And let's see what else. Dolel, that's a car. Okay? Now Dolel could be anything. It could be a pickup, you know, tank, whatever you drive, you know.
And you mentioned that the pronunciation and the tone is very important. Mm-hmm.
The tone is the most important part. The people's got to understand that is the most important. You go, however you talk the language, when you go up and down, that's your, the tone is not like English. Like English, you can speak it straight through your tone. You know what you're saying. Cherokee's not like that. Really, by the actions, that tone's a big part of the language.
What would it mean to you if your language just faded away?
Well, I know one thing. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. You know, I mean, to tell you the truth, they'd be out there speaking it, but they'd be speaking it wrong. You know, and if it did fade out, there again, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, because a lot of people just, the old, everybody's passing on that really knows how to speak it. And I might be what you call the older generation, at my age on that. There's a lot of them that can't speak it too, but they can understand it. But then again, there's a lot of them that never paid much attention to even trying to learn it, you know. So it's, you might say it's our fault. It's really our own fault for not doing it. Because like I said, my older sisters, older than me, are very fluent. Very cool, you know. I mean, they even know words that I don't know, you know. That's how fluent they are. But let me tell you something. As a generation, as they get older, less older, you see that. Because my youngest sister, she just understands it real good now.
Were your parents or any of your siblings ever sent to an Indian school where language was taken away or anything like that? You didn't experience any of that?
No, we didn't experience that. I was raised, we was raised in the 60s, and we never experienced that. I mean, I know there's a lot of people around here that did, you know, got sent to places like Chilocco and all them other boarding schools and stuff, you know, or whatever the boarding school is. I forgot the name of them. I think it's I used to see some at Oaks Mission School, but they were, but the language change wasn't there, you know.
That wasn't a problem for your family.
No, it wasn't a problem for us at all.
And so you're going to keep speaking Cherokee as much as you can.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like. Why?
Because it's fading. Just like you said. It's not like people are caring to, well, they are now. I mean, everybody's, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I'm learning Cherokee. To me, it's too late. If you're too old, you know, to me, if you can't get all the tone and stuff, everything that goes with the importance of the language, you ain't speaking it. To me, I mean, that's just my point of view. I mean, the older ones feel the same way, you know. And there's some Cherokee people, if you walk up, you say you know how to speak it, and you Babylon, you know, just say one tone sentence all the way through and speak it English, you know, backwards to them, they'll shut up. They'll turn around and talk English what they can to you. They don't want to mess with you if you can't talk the language right. There's a lot of them like that.
The older generation around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the woods. In the woods is where you can find the people that talk the language.
I mean in rural.
Rural areas, yeah. But they won't mess with you.
They won't talk to other people who don't speak Cherokee.
They'll talk to you, but they'll try to talk English what they can.
Oh, I see.
They don't want to mess with you if you ain't talking the language right. That's what I'm saying. But they're nice people. They'll start talking English to you. Just kind of stay away from that stuff, you know. It's just...
Do you mean that they're trying to hide their natural language? Or
no,
they're trying to be polite? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to be polite, tell you don't know how to speak it in a long way, sense way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not saying it, but if you're standing there and they talk English to you, and if you can't catch the hint that you don't know how to talk it good and they're talking English to you, you just stay with the English.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them like that.
Okay. So, I was going to ask you one more thing, and while we were talking, it flew out of my head, but... What will happen when the Cherokee language... Oh, I know what I was going to say. No, that wasn't it. Okay. I'm going to ask, the Cherokee language actually, among Oklahoma tribes, is the most successful tribe. They say they have about 10,000 speakers, but kind of what I'm hearing from you is, really from an insider's perspective, it's really fading away, and even though there are efforts, and that's great, it's kind of like the language is getting distilled over time as the older generations die off. So how does it make you feel when you hear that the Cherokees are the most successful tribe in Oklahoma with language efforts and revitalization?
As far as the effort part, I think that's great. But as far as the getting it down part, it's a little iffy, you know? I mean, like I said, you gotta experience all these. Before you go saying you can talk the language, you need to go to these old people. And you might not understand them, but you sit there and listen to them, and their tone, when they speak it, it's all up, down,
They've got the tone right. They've got the nuance of language down.
Right.
Okay. Well, running out of time here, but I've been talking to Richard Fields of Tahlequah, Oklahoma, a local artist and a full-blood Cherokee. Thank you so much for talking a little Cherokee to us today.
Thank you.